told you that the church was the Church of Cognizance, as you told us.
Yes.
And that that church had as a part of its sacramental practice the use of marijuana.
The worship was marijuana.
Okay. And that it's considered by the church to be a sacrament.
Right.
He told you that.
Yes.
He explained to you a little bit about the church, didn't he?
Don't you think he would keep saying, repeating over and over, that we were in violation of USC 22? Or
he told you that he believed that what you were doing was a violation of his rights under the U.S. law and Constitution. Is that correct?
That's what he said.
He said he was going to sue everybody because of that violation.
Yep.
And so from the very beginning, throughout all this, Mr. Quaintance told you that this was the proper part of what he considered to be his the exercise of his religion. That's what he told you.
That's what he advised, but under law, it's a different thing.
That's what we're here to find out. Did Mr. Quaintance say anything else? You told us that he didn't accept ownership or say anything about ownership or possession of the marijuana in the vehicles. He told us that he did talk about his rights under the Constitution, and you told us that he described the church. What else did Mr. Quaintance say when you or any other law enforcement officer had contact with him?
Well, that's about the same thing he kept saying over and over. We're in violation. He was going to sue everybody. He's got the right to possess it. He's got the right to use it. Transport it.
Now, Ms. Quaintance, Mary Quaintance, she declined to make any statements whatsoever. Is that correct?
True.
You testified about statements that Mr. Krippner made, and you said some things that weren't in the statement of facts attached to the criminal complaint. Who signed the criminal complaint? Was that you?
I believe it was Danny Lazos. He's the one that brought in the two initials for me.
Okay, so he's the person who's sworn to the facts contained in the complaint, Mr. Lazos?
I believe so.
Okay. Judge, do you have a signed copy of the complaint?
What I have has just the first page signed. It's got Mr. Zarate's name and somebody else's signature for him, but the actual affidavit is not signed.
Really? Because I have what I have on my front page is Ivan Zarate, TFO, and there's no signature even on the front page. But that's not unusual. Usually we get pre-signature.
You're welcome to see the
court. That's fine. I just...
Let me see. That wasn't the original. So let me see if there's any difference. No, the task force officer did not sign the affidavit, the continuation of the statement of facts. But the... complaint is signed by someone for Mr. Sarate.
I believe it's Danny Lazos. That Friday when they came to initials,
okay.
we were out of the office. Somebody brought it for us.
Okay.
You said that Mr. Krippner told you that he was going to be paid for transporting the marijuana.
Yes, sir.
That he had only joined the church 2 days earlier.
Yes, sir.
And that the only reason that he joined the church was to be able to get away with it. What was it?
Well, his words were, if I could smoke it, transport it, and not get in trouble, why not?
Are you aware that the church's practice involving the use of marijuana isn't smoking it, but rather using it, grinding it into a powder and using it in tea?
Not according to Mr. Krippner.
Who'd been a member of the church for 2 days? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Did Mr. Krippner tell you how much he was going to be paid for transporting the marijuana?
No, sir.
Did he tell you by whom he was going to be paid for transporting the marijuana?
Mr. Quaintance.
All right. So according to the information you got at the scene, Mr. Krippner was the one that was doing this for money, and the others were doing it, at least on the basis of what they told you, as a part of a religious practice.
Not necessarily.
I mean, on the basis of the information that you've described for us now, that sounds to be the case.
Well, as far as that, yeah, but if you ask the rest, According to Mr. Krippner,